Welcome along, everyone, to another night of evening prayer. Whether this is your first time with us or your third consecutive night joining in on this series, welcome. It's really, really special to be sharing in this time along with you. Just as we still ourselves and slow down to share this time together, hear these words as the call to worship. E te whānau, family, my brothers and sisters in Christ, our help is in the name of the eternal God who is making the heavens and the earth. Eternal Spirit, flow through our being and open our lips that our mouths may proclaim your praise, and let us worship together the God who loves us. Amen. Amen. Family, be encouraged tonight by the words of the psalmist. In Psalm 86, reading from verse 6, they write, "Hear my prayer, O Lord, and listen to my cry for mercy. When I am in distress, I call to you because you answer me. Among the gods, there is none like you, Lord. No deeds can compare with yours. All the nations you have made will come and worship before you, Lord, and they will bring glory to your name." Our gospel reading tonight comes from Matthew chapter 16, starting in verse 21. And immediately before this in the gospel story, Jesus has been asking his disciples about who they think he is. And Peter pipes up and says, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Bingo, Jesus says, you nailed it. And so the disciples' vision is now filled with this picture of the promised king who was to come and restore them to their rightful place at the top of the heap, you know, make Israel and Judah great again and all of that. And Peter is off to get the red hats printed. And in my Bible, that's where it finishes, at the bottom of one page. And then you turn the page and you find something there that neither the disciples or, in fact, we might be expecting. And so this is the reading, Matthew chapter 16, starting in verse 21. And again, we're reading from the Message paraphrase. Then Jesus made it clear to his disciples that it was now necessary for him to go to Jerusalem and submit to an ordeal of suffering at the hands of the religious leaders and be killed, and then on the third day be raised to life. Peter took him in hand, protesting, "Impossible, Master, that can never be." But Jesus didn't swerve. "Peter, get out of my way. Satan, get lost. You've got no idea how God works." And then Jesus went to work on his disciples. "Anyone who intends to come with me has to let me lead. You're not in the driver's seat, I am. Don't run from suffering, embrace it. Follow me, and I'll show you how. Self-help is no help at all. Self-sacrifice is the way, my way to finding yourself, your true self." You know, it's that time of year again for us where we get that kind of jarring reminder along with Peter and all the others that the way that God works isn't always the way that we want things to work. I mean, can you imagine this scene? Peter is kind of high as a cloud after what has just occurred on the other page. And now he's so upset with Jesus that he physically lays hands on him. And then Jesus, in real anger, is rounding on Peter and telling him that his intentions aren't just bad, that in fact they're downright evil. You know, in the Christian world, so often we're surrounded by messages about the victory of God over all things. You know, it's all triumph and hope. You know, everything is awesome, like Emmett's favorite song in the Lego movie. And there's a part of that which is important to hold on to because it's true. But then this time of year, suddenly Jesus turns towards Jerusalem and this ugly cross is looming in our path, and we're reminded that triumph and victory are achieved in what seems to be an unthinkable way. And here is Jesus again this evening, inviting us not just to stand and observe, but in fact to join in that way with him as well. It's going to take Peter and the other disciples some time to figure all of this out, and it's the same for us as well. Sometimes, though, there are times in life in which we're thrust into the middle of all of it, and we have to kind of learn on our feet. Perhaps now is one of those times for you. Perhaps you've been asking God, why is this happening? Perhaps you've been wondering, where is he in all of this? And so this evening, our eyes are lifted towards the cross and the words of Jesus once again. And the reminder for us is that, well, here he is, that he is calling us on. And even though that might be a kind of difficult and uncomfortable thought for us, though we might like to take him aside and shake him by the arm because this really isn't what we want, to do so would be to miss the fact that here in these spaces, well, he purposes us to grow. That in fact, these kinds of spaces, as difficult as they are, they might be formative and constructive, that even here we might learn to become more fully alive, more fully who we were made to be. Because this is the way that Jesus chooses to walk as well. And so tonight, we want to bring before God those who are feeling particularly vulnerable in this time. We want to bring before God ourselves, who might be feeling particularly vulnerable in this time. And we want to ask that His will would be done in us, even in this space. And so, would you bow with me in prayer? Lord Jesus, we bring ourselves and our families and our friends and our colleagues, our classmates, our neighbors, our streets. We bring the city, Lord Jesus, we bring this country before you. And in all of these spaces, we lift up those this night who are in need of a special encouragement in this time. We were reminded again this evening from that gospel story that you are no stranger to suffering, that it's something that you understand. And so, with that encouragement and with that assurance, we can pray again tonight. For those who are living in fear, we want to pray for your calming presence alongside them. We want to ask for the knowledge of your unfailing love. For those who are feeling isolated and alone, we ask for the reminder of your constant presence and the provision of life-giving connections with those around them. And Lord, be tapping us on the shoulder if one of those life-giving connections is one of us. For those who are burdened with worry this night, we ask for release from those burdens. We ask for hope to dawn in their lives. For those who are struggling to entrust themselves and their loved ones to you this night, we want to ask for an extra measure of faith. Tonight, Lord, we also lift up all of those who are unwell. And we pray your protection over those with existing medical circumstances that make them especially vulnerable in this time. We lift those to you who are facing the threat of COVID-19 head-on right now. We pray in particular for those who are in hospital this evening due to the virus. We want to ask for wisdom in their care and for your healing arms to enfold them. Lastly, Lord, we ask that you would be at work in us in this time of trial. As we look towards the cross together in this season, make us more like you, we pray. And all together we say, Amen. And so now, as we come to the end of our prayer time, we pray for all those that we love, for our church family and for ourselves, and we will use those familiar words that Jesus gave us. And so please join in using whatever version that you know. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, here on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen. Well, it's been really special to join with you for another night of evening prayer. I know for myself, the kids and Alyssa and I, we've all sat together on the floor, huddled around my cell phone, hanging off Lisa's every word the last couple of nights. And it's just been so special to know that all around the city and further afield, there is our family in Christ doing the same. And so as you go into the rest of this evening, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and be gracious to you. And may he turn his countenance upon you and give you his peace, now and forevermore. Amen.